Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Gold. All right, and today Masechet Sota Daf Yudal. The end of the first parak Hamakana and the beginning of the second parak Hayamevi. The Zichud Masechet Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina said, "What does the pasuk mean when saying Acharei Hashem Al Kechem Teilechu, Hashem your God you should follow? It cannot be understood literally, for Kodesh Baruch Hu is described as a burning fire. Rather, it means to follow the attributes of Hashem. Mahu Malbi Shalrumim, just as He clothes the unclothed, as we find that Hashem provided clothing for Adam and Chava, you too clothe the unclothed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Biker Choim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick when He visited Avram. Afata Beker Choim, you too visit the sick. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Aveilim, Hashem comforted mourners when He blessed Yitzhak after Avram's passing. Afata Nachem Aveilim, you too comfort mourners. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kavar Mesim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu buried the dead when He buried Moshe. Afata Kavar Mesim, you too bury the dead." Point number two, Rabbi Simlai expanded, "Mifnei ma nisabu Moshe Rabbeinu lekanes le'eretz Yisrael? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire to enter Eretz Yisrael? Did he need to eat of its fruit or satiate himself with its goodness? Surely not. Rather, Moshe said to himself, 'Harbi mitzvahs nistabu Yisrael ve'ein miskaimim el be'eretz Yisrael.' There are many mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael has been commanded that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Yekanes ani la'aretz kadei shiskaimu kol al yidi. I will enter the land so they'll all be fulfilled through me." Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, "Kuma tamavakish el kaboschar. Do you seek anything other than to receive reward? Ma'ani alecho ki lasisam. I'll consider it for you as if you fulfilled those mitzvahs." And point with you, the second parak begins by describing the differences between the mincha v'sota and an ordinary mincha. The Gemara brings a brisa which details the entire procedure of a standard mincha. Adam may be mincha mitok beiso, but klasos shel kesef v'shel zahav. A person brings a mincha from his house in baskets of silver or gold. But nosen letok klisharis, mekadsh beklisharis. And he places it in the klisharis and sanctifies it in the klisharis. The Gemara will explain that this can mean he sanctifies it automatically by placing it there. Then he places its oil and levona on it and brings it to the kohen. The kohen then brings it to the mizbeach and brings the kli close to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. He then moves the levona to one side and performs kamitza, the special procedure for removing a defined amount of flour from the vessel, from a spot which is well mixed with oil. He puts the kometz, the amount removed, into another kli sharis and is mekadshet there, preparing it for offering on the mizbeach. He collects the levona and places atop the kometz, bringing the mincha up to the mizbeach and a kli sharis, salts it, and places it onto the fires. Once the kometz is offered, the rest of the mixture is permitted to be eaten by the kohanim. They are able to add oil or honey, but cannot allow it to become chametz. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina said, "What does the pasuk mean when saying, Acharei Hashem al kechem teilechu, Hashem your God you should follow? It cannot be understood literally, for Kodesh Baruch Hu is described as a burning fire. Rather, it means, Halich achar midosav shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, to follow the attributes of Hashem. Mahu Malbi Shalrumim, just as He clothes the unclothed, as we find that Hashem provided clothing for Adam and Chava, you too clothe the unclothed. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Biker Choim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick when He visited Avram. Afata Beker Choim, you too visit the sick. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Nichem Aveilim, Hashem comforted mourners when He blessed Yitzhak after Avram's passing. Afata Nachem Aveilim, you too comfort mourners. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kavar Mesim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu buried the dead when He buried Moshe. Afata Kavar Mesim, you too bury the dead." Point number two, Rabbi Simlai expanded, "Mifnei ma nisabu Moshe Rabbeinu lekanes le'eretz Yisrael? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire to enter Eretz Yisrael? Did he need to eat of its fruit or satiate himself with its goodness? Surely not. Rather, Moshe said to himself, 'Harbi mitzvahs nistabu Yisrael ve'ein miskaimim el be'eretz Yisrael.' There are many mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael has been commanded that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Yekanes ani la'aretz kadei shiskaimu kol al yidi. I will enter the land so they'll all be fulfilled through me." Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, "Kuma tamavakish el kaboschar. Do you seek anything other than to receive reward? Ma'ani alecho ki lasisam. I'll consider it for you as if you fulfilled those mitzvahs." And point with you, the second parak begins by describing the differences between the mincha v'sota and an ordinary mincha. The Gemara brings a brisa which details the entire procedure of a standard mincha. Adam may be mincha mitok beiso, but klasos shel kesef v'shel zahav. A person brings a mincha from his house in baskets of silver or gold. But nosen letok klisharis, mekadsh beklisharis. And he places it in the klisharis and sanctifies it in the klisharis. The Gemara will explain that this can mean he sanctifies it automatically by placing it there. Then he places its oil and levona on it and brings it to the kohen. The kohen then brings it to the mizbeach and brings the kli close to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. He then moves the levona to one side and performs kamitza, the special procedure for removing a defined amount of flour from the vessel, from a spot which is well mixed with oil. He puts the kometz, the amount removed, into another klisharis, and is mekadshet there, preparing it for offering on the mizbeach. He collects the Levona and places it atop the komets, bringing the mincha up to the mizbech, and the klisharis salts it and places it onto the fires. Once the komets is offered, the rest of the mixture is permitted to be eaten by the kohanim. They are able to add oil or honey, but cannot allow it to become chametz. All right, so now we go to our siman daf yadalet, and our standard siman is a hand, and we often use a juggler for the siman, a juggler. So here goes. The juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and juggled all the parts that are brought with a mincha with his right hand. Once again, it's a motion. The juggler, that must be warned off. Yadalet, hand. The juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick, which reminds us the pasuk Acharei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, Hashem your God you should follow, means Halech Acher Midos of Shekosh Baruch Hu, to follow the attributes of Hashem, Mahu Malbish Arumim, just as He clothes the naked. As we find that Shekosh Baruch Hu provided clothing for Adam and Chava, you too should clothe the naked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bikur Choim, Hashem visited the sick. When He visited Avram, Afata Bakir Choim, you too visit the sick, and so on. So the juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us Moshe Rabbeinu desired to enter Eretz Yisrael to do the many mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, do you seek anything other than to receive reward? Ma'ale ani alecha ki lasisam. I'll consider it for you as if you fulfilled those mitzvahs. So the juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and juggled all the parts that are brought with a mincha with his right hand. Which reminds us, the second parable begins by describing the differences between the mincha of a sota and an ordinary mincha, and the Gemara brings a brisa which details the entire procedure of a standard mincha. So once again, the juggler juggling red clothes for the unclothed with his left hand while visiting the sick told the patient how much he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and juggled all the parts that are brought with a mincha with his right hand. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Yud. So the Simmer Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. When five exceptional members of the minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. When five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, Chamisha Nivru Me'ein Dugma Shamala, five were created with a similarity to the one above, meaning they were unparalleled, V'kun Lakubahen, and they were all stricken in those areas of superiority. Shimshon was stricken with his exceptional strength, Shaul with his neck, which was exceptional in his being taller than the others, Abshalom with his exceptional hair, Sitkio in his eyes, and Asa in his legs. So, when five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an Eshel tree, who gave them food and drink, and told them to bless Hashem, which reminds us, the Pasuk says about Avram, Yital Eshel Be'er Sheva, and he planted an Eshel in Be'er Sheva, and Reish Lakish explains that he teaches and made an orchard and planted there many kinds of fine fruits, Eshel meaning a tree. The Gemara quotes a Machokas if it means an orchard or an inn, because Rashi explains that Eshel stands for Achila Shtia Velina, eating, drinking, and escorting, and it was also taught that Avram Avinu caused Hashem's name to be proclaimed by the mouth of every passerby. After giving them to eat and drink, they arose to bless Avram, whereupon he said, was it my food you ate? No, you ate from the food of the God of the world. Hodu v'shabchu barchu misha amar v'hayo olam. Instead, thank, praise, and bless he who spoke, and the world came into being. So, when five exceptional members from the minion of Yidden wearing red talasim were stricken in different ways, they were brought to a holy man by an Eshel tree who gave them food and drink and told them to bless Hashem, and were inspired by a guest who publicly was Mekadesh Shem Shemaim with his confession, which reminds us, Yehudu publicly sanctified Shem Shemaim with his confession, merit to be called entirely based on the name of Hashem, meaning his name contains all the letters of Hashem's name. And when he confessed, the Baskel went forth and said, you saved Tamar and her two unborn sons from the fire? By your life, I'll save in your merit three of your descendants from the fire, referring to Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. Daf Yadav. So the Simmer Daf Yadav is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The new evil king meeting under the red starry night. Starry night? That must be on Daf Yadav. Stars. The new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors, which reminds us that we have two from Shatim in the Pasuk, V'yakim el Chadash, a new king arose, and we learn what happened to Paro's three advisors, Bilam, Eov, and Yisro. So the new evil king meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors put a mortar around his neck with intent to destroy his enemies with crushing labor, which reminds us a brick mold was brought and hung on Paro's neck so no one could say that they were too delicate to work since even Paro was working. The enslavement is described as beparech. Rabbi Lezer explains this means beperach, with a soft mouth, persuading them with words and pay. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said befricha, with crushing labor. So the new evil king, meeting under the red starry night with his three wisest advisors, put a mortar around his neck with intent to destroy his enemies with crushing labor, but was distracted by the sound coming from two midwives, where one would coo while the other straightened the child's limbs. Which reminds us of Malchus, who the Mialdot, the midwives, were, and explains why they were called Shifra and Pua. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simra Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 red-haired brothers. 12 brothers? That must be more in Daf Yud Beis. The 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, which reminds us about Amram's divorce and then remarrying Yocheved based on Miriam's advice, because she said that his decree was harsher than Paro's. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out her very long arm to snatch a baby from the water, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Basri retrieving Moshe from the Nile, and the Malchokas of the Pasuk states, V'tishalach es amasa v'tikachea, she sent out her ama to take the basket, refers to one of her maidservants, meaning Gabriel left one alive because it's inappropriate for a princess to stand alone, or ama refers to her arm, meaning that her arm extended greatly to reach him. So the 12 red-haired brothers who divorced their red-haired wives upon the instruction of their leader, but then celebrated by a river upon remarrying them, were shocked when they saw a princess stretch out a very long arm to snatch a baby from the water and hand him to his mother to nurse with pay. Which reminds us that they brought Moshe around to all the Egyptian women, but he didn't nurse them. Because Baruch Hu said, Pesha Askilu Dabri Meshchina, Yinek Davar Tamesh, the mouth which is destined to speak with the Shechina, nurse of a non-kosher substance, meaning food that was eaten by an Egyptian wet nurse. Paro's daughter said to Yocheved, Hey Lichi, as the Yelad Hazet, take this child and nurse him for me. And not only did Yocheved nurse Moshe, but she was paid to do so. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party, who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out, which reminds us, the Gemara relates how Esav tried to prevent Yaakov's burial, and Maros Machpelah, and how Hushim ben Dan took offense with the delay and killed him. So, the bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party, who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which reminds us, it was taught in a bright sabot, Rei kama chavivas mitzvahs al Moshe Rabbeinu. Come and see how precious mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekol Yisrael kuon nisasku bebizav unisasak bemitzvahs. For all Bnei Yisrael were occupied with gathering booty, but Moshe Rabbeinu was preoccupied with mitzvahs, meaning finding Yosef's coffin, which according to one opinion ended up floating up to the surface of the Nile. So the bar mitzvah boy at the red-themed bar mitzvah party, who came out wearing a mask of Esav's reddish head, whose eyes dramatically popped out and rolled right next to a metal coffin floating on water, which was raised by a great man who lived to 120, who died on the day he was born. Which reminds us, Moshe Rabbeinu described himself on the last day of his life as 120 years old, Hayom, today. The Gemara explains this, meaning, Hayom Ma'u Yamai Ushnosai, today my days and years have been filled. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes the years of the Tzaddikim from day to day and from year to year. As it says, Es Mispar Yamecha Amalei, the number of your days I will fill. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one that Moshe Rabbeinu lived to 120 and died on the day he was born? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff and why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Yadal. Good. Number 3. Which stuff and that Yocheved was brought to nurse Moshe and was paid? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff and what happened to Esav when he tried to delay Yaakov's burial in Maros HaMachpelah? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff they learned that one should mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midos, just as he is Malbi Shalrumim, so should we. That's on Daf Yadal. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have Malchus regarding who the Mialdot were and the meaning of their names? That's on Daf Yadal. Good. Number 7. Which stuff they learned why both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim hold differently in terms of the concern for illicit thoughts when it comes to the Sota and stoning? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of you on the procedure for bringing a standard mincha? That's on Daf Yadal. Good. Number 9. Which of you on about Bastia retrieving Moshe from the Nile and the Machlokas regarding what her Amma refers to? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. And number 10. Which of you on the Moshe Rabbeinu involved himself in the mitzvah to find Yosef's coffin, which according to one opinion was placed in the Nile? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhammer Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.